Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the 16th recording of the book, The Secret of the Love of God, Asir al-Hub Lillahi. We're starting on page 114 with the chapter called Listening and Love. We'll start with the Fatiha and then we'll go into the reading. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Page 114. Listening and Love. Asma walhub. Know, my beloved, that because the cause of the epiphany is love, love is the original cause of the existence of the world, and mystical audition is the cause of his universe. This is why the cause of our love for the truth is our hearing of his speech. We are strongly affirmed by a hidden essence, dhat, that cannot be fully known. The universe has no knowing of the real, except through his speech. He is the one who has the divine audition of himself, willing the creation to be. Thus there is no way for the universe but the word be. The nature of mystical audition is that it moves and passes on to its listeners. When the listener heard the word be, he passed from the state of non-existence to the state of existence, and so he was formed. The movements of the people of audition during dhikr originate from this fact because they are possessors of great ecstasy, wajd, and hub, love. Footnote on ecstasy, wajd. Wajd signifies ecstasy. The classic definition is that wajd is the state that comes upon the heart unexpectedly and annihilates it from witnessing itself and those present. Wajd in its various verb forms means to find, to be, or to exist, to experience, feel, to love or long for, to originate, to create or bring about, and also passion, ecstasy, being, existence, and presence. All of these nuances play a role in the following discussion. Nonetheless, these movements, back to the text, nonetheless, these movements are not an order that must be carried out, but the ecstasy in itself demands what it demands spontaneously at the moment of ecstasy. To us, ecstasy, wajd, necessarily benefits its possessor, but sometimes it comes as a divine gift without benefit or allowing the listener to attain gnosis. This is when the heart falls asleep unconsciously, and what comes to it is unexpected from Allah, so that he benefits the seeker by the gnosis his soul was yearning to attain. This case is a special ecstasy, a wajd from Allah. There are conditions for divine audition to occur during dhikr and to result in gifts for the listeners. The people of Allah must have one heart. Those who are not of them should not be with them, and they must not attend an audition except with those who are like them, or with those who are acquainted with their state and believe in them. Any audition that does not result in ecstasy, and from that passion result in presence, is not divine audition. Because without speech, the search of the seeker is not known. And without divine audition, what is said is not comprehended. Action is by speaking, and action is by listening. To the people of Allah, divine audition is both absolute and limited. Absolute audition is that which belongs to the people of Allah, but they need knowledge of balance, so that they may ascend and discern between the speech that demands their surrender and the speech that is a trial for them. Not everyone comprehends this. Whoever sends forth his speech without measuring its balance will confuse people and become confused himself. On the other hand, limited audition is tied to beautiful tones which stir nature in accordance with the listener's capacity. Audition is divided into three types: divine, spiritual, and natural. Divine mystical audition. As-Sami'u Lillahi. Divine mystical audition concerns the secrets. It is hearing everything within everything and by everything. It is granted to those for whom the truth is the hearing by which he hears. He hears by the real who flows within all that is heard. The universe began by divine audition, and it will end by divine audition. The first existence of the universe was by listening, and its ending will also be by listening to the real. Then the grace of those worthy of possessing grace will continue, and the suffering of those prone to suffering will continue. The Gnostic who realizes the truth and is actualized by the real is in continuous audition, for no speaker is talking to him except Allah from all directions. If anyone speaks to the Gnostic, he hears what is spoken in reference to the messenger's speech, whose speech is in turn a reference to the real. His listening to creatures is from this point of view. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Give him refuge so that he may listen to the words of Allah." The one who spoke these words was the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No one informs anyone about himself or about another, but all inform about Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates within them what is informed to the Gnostic. All words are Allah's words, and the worshipful slave has nothing in reality except listening. The speech of the creature is in fact listening. This is why the Gnostic never ignores or neglects any of a person's words. He listens with the hearing of the real and puts every kind of speech in its place, according to the divine law, as offensive, deceptive, lying, good, common sense, or truthful in accordance with its real description. The Gnostic accepts speech and puts it in its right place, as the law has described, in accordance with the tongue of the divine law and the wisdom. Divine audition is the absolute audition associated with the gnosis and knowledge of many subjects, related and unrelated to what the listener finds in natural and spiritual healing. Divine audition is peculiar to one's innate nature and sound intellect. Spiritual hearing. Asamir Ruhi. Spiritual hearing is attached to the sounds of the divine pen on the sacred tablet of existence, Allah al-Mahfuz, which is protected from all alteration or substitution, for the whole of existence is but a carpet outspread. The universe has a written book where the pens speak and the ears of the intellects hear. The words are written and bear testimony. The essence of their testimony is the essence of understanding within, without attributing any excess or lack to the reality of what is heard. No one attains spiritual hearing except for the intellect, al-aql, which manifests a distinguished level. Divine audition is originally divided into four progressions. It originates from the divine self, dat, to the divine attributes, to what is willed to be manifested, and to words that made the contingent existence manifest. Similarly, spiritual hearing is divided into a progression of four parts. It originates from the divine self, thought, to the hand, as in divine power, to the pen, as in the medium, and to the sound of the pen, divine inspiration. This results in the existence of the speaking soul as she hears the sounds of pens on the tablets, of the hearts that turn the hearts and manage them. Spiritual hearing is associated with gnosis and knowledge in a different way from that of divine audition, which was expressed by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he described the intensity of the ecstasy, wahi, upon him, the ringing of a bell. So spiritual hearing affects the listener physically, as it did the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third is natural hearing, asamia atabi. Our love for the real begins by hearing his speech, and because of that we are moved when we hear music. This is because of the word be, which issues from the divine unseen and from the witnessed image. Ecstasy, wajid, usually manifests in human beings when they hear music, because the cosmos is not experienced without speech, without listening on the part of the cosmos, when creation descends by a path of cosmic motion, beautiful tones, which are a delight to hear. As both the divine and the spiritual hearing are based on four parts, so also is natural hearing, divided into four types or movements: humidity, aridity, hotness, and coldness. These manifest the four pillars or elements of physical existence, as in dust, water, air, and fire. So there are four mixtures of elements and four types of movements upon which natural form is established. And each mixture pursues that which moves it to remain in accordance with his ruling of balance. Silence is non-existence. Allah brings forth into existence that which enables the Gnostics to move the innate nature of people when they hear the sound of the pen. Based on that spiritual hearing, the Gnostics established four tones of each of the mixtures into a special musical instrument. In music, this is called the science of intonation, talhin, and tuning meters, alzan. Each of these meters moves a combination of the four mixtures in the listeners, causing either joy, sadness, or other emotions to occur within the listener. This is because music originates in connection with innate nature, not because it is purely spiritual in nature. For sentiment is characteristic of the physical nature. Because dense objects are from the realm of transformation, and everything that accepts transformation accepts different and opposite pictures. Sound, being a sound, has no picture itself. The composer of music changes the pitch of the tune to make it low or high in accordance with the purpose of his musical piece, and in so doing he influences the listener to feel joy, happiness, expansion, sense, contraction, or heaviness. And this is the subtle secret of why the Gnostics make music in 4-4 time. 4-4 is a time signature, the symbol that indicates this meter. True and pure passion is what the innate nature seeks, and this is why people like to listen to music. The rhythm of 4-4 time opens the inner being and the inner hearing, and causes passionate longing in the listener, if it is truthful, and a result of an annihilation of ownership. If, however, it belongs to the egoistic self, the nafs, then it's not holy, and the signs of that are finger pointing, walking backward and forward, bending from one side to the other, and going back and forth. In such a case, there is hearing but no spiritual influence. All of the Sufi guides, the shuyukh, have united in prohibiting listening to that type of music because it claims what it does not do. As it is a barren illusion and cannot bring about anything productive, it originates from the veil. But the hearing that the people of the way recommend is a noble one, and it flows through everything. Movement is a transformation from state to state. This means that the music should move the listener from the state he is in to a state provoked by the words of the music, by the words of the speaker. The state and motion depend upon his level of understanding, but in any case, he is forced to move. But if the voyager, a salik, is moved by sincere passion and love for Allah, directing himself fully towards Allah in everything that he does with sound understanding and ecstasy, sound understanding and certainty, yaqeen, that he is with Allah and by Allah, then he is with Allah in hearing. It is the only way that purity, as-sufa, as in Sufism, is secured. It's part one of the reading that brings us to page 119 in a new section called Love's Levels, which we picked up on the second. And, Assalamu alaikum.